Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be sunny with a high near 88. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 68. And for Wednesday mostly sunny with a high near 88. Breezy with a south wind 7 to 17 miles per hour. Gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. And in the news for today, COVID-19 with a new subvariant is back in the state and regional news. A week ago, there was just one Wisconsin county that had a high level of COVID-19 in its communities. The CDC said this week there are 14, the majority of them in northern Wisconsin. La Crosse County is reporting as a high-level county. Vernon County now has a case count that has emerged into the medium range. Friday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services said tests confirmed 1,750 new COVID-19 cases since the last report. Still, the seven-day average went down slightly. The DHS says 13.4% of all COVID-19 tests over the past week were positive for the coronavirus. The cases all appear to be related to the newest subvariant of the virus. The BA1 subvariant started the Omicron wave. Then in April, BA2 formed the majority of cases. By May, BA2.12.1 took over, now BA.5 in the lead, triggering a rise in hospitalizations across the country. It may be the most contagious version of the virus to date. WISP Politics, in a report from last Friday, said the RNC Site Selection Committee has recommended Milwaukee host the 2024 Republican National Convention. The decision still needs full and final RNC approval at its summer meeting in August. But Milwaukee city leaders see it as a major step in winning the bid against Nashville, the other finalist to host the convention. Milwaukee's Common Council unanimously approved the city's agreement with the RNC in June, a move Nashville's Metro Council has failed to do. And finally, today, from a report posted by the Wisconsin Examiner, U.S. Representative Ron Kind was the only Democrat to vote against a bill aimed at alerting people to nearby active shooters, saying he believes the system would create, quote, chaos. The bill, the Active Shooter Alert Act, passed the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday night on a 261-69 vote. The measure received 43 Republican votes, but all of the Republicans in Wisconsin's congressional delegation voted against the bill. In a statement Thursday, Kind said he is, quote, concerned that a system like this could generate more chaos and cause armed civilians to rush to the scene, potentially interfering with law enforcement efforts. The bill would allow states to create an active shooter alert system similar to Amber Alerts that would warn people in the vicinity of an active shooter. The measure also creates a position within the Department of Justice to serve as a national coordinator of the communications network. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.